suspect is devastatingly insane. Wait till we hit it next segment. This is horrible. They're framing him as a Trump supporter. Not only is it a cover up, it's, oh my God, I could talk 10 hours on this. We got, just wait, this is bad. Mike Lindell, founder of MyPillow, in the top three or four most embattled people in the Trump era, a true survivor. He was going to get into the good news. He got caught up by the end of the hour. The good news, we only got a few minutes, so I'm going to shut up. The good news of all over the country, Supreme Court saying, yeah, no, these redistricting are good. The Democrats had rigged it. In Texas, other places coming out. All these counties and cities around the country exposing fraud. Thousands of different indictments and stuff for all sorts of election fraud. You just don't see it in the news. A lot of good things happening. A minute or two on that, and then a final announcement, because you let everybody know, free shipping are extending just to our viewers and listeners at MyPillow.com/Alex through Christmas. Thank you so much for that, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely, Ethan. Thank you. Yeah, everybody, if... right now, there are so many good things going on in the country of counties getting rid of the machines, going to paper ballots. We've been fighting at that level up. Our great president's fighting coming down. There's all this news, and you can get all of it. You can go to Vocal, VOCL.com. That's where we have the Election Crime Bureau, the Cause of America. You can get involved, get all the information there. Or another thing, if you want to help out my fight and all that's in with MyPillow and find out information there, the good things and that are going on, it's MyPillowTrial.com. So you can check out those two things, MyPillowTrial.com or Vocal.com. That's our social media platform for all election integrity. That's VOCL.com. It's on the App Store. You can look up Mike Lindell app. That's where we do all our communication. Everything coming out of the White House is there. And all from my people on the ground. We have over 300,000 people with Cause of America and the Election Crime Bureau. So we have that going on. And you guys, but I do want to thank you all with the best specials ever from MyPillow. We saved this for this day. This is an exclusive. MyPillow.com/Alex, everybody. You're going to get free shipping on your entire order. Everything from the slippers we put on sale, the MyPillows we put on sale, we put the towels on sale. These are huge. Up to, there we go. Use that promo code Alex too. The blowout sale. Let's start there. That Christmas special. These are the pillows that made us famous. $14.98 for the standard My Pillows, the best pillows ever made. 10-year warranty, wash and dry, but they actually work. They give you the best sleep ever. Then next to that, the My Slippers, $39.98. You get a free bottle of our leather spray or leather protector and free shipping, remember, on your entire order. The one on the right there with all the blankets, you guys, we have like five different styles of blankets that came in about a week ago. Once they're gone, they're gone. This all came in for Christmas. We had to prepay cash for these, and as low as $25. Five different styles of blankets, throw blankets, blankets for your bed. And then we have the towels, you guys, the six-piece towel sets. And then we also have the sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets you'll ever sleep on, as low as $29.98. Also, I want to quick mention, we have our Made in the USA mattresses and mattress toppers on sale. Get yourself a gift before Christmas here. Free shipping on your entire order. Shipping's expensive now. That's on my employees and myself with that promo code Alex. And if you guys call 800-675-4614, my operators are standing by. You're going to get them. They speak English. They're right here in the USA. It's a win, 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 win. So thank you so much.
I love it. You are a true warrior, and you're not just surviving. You're persevering and being totally vindicated. And we're still in a big fight, but it ain't cakewalk for the New World Order anymore. They're in deep crap.
Alex, and you're a hero. You're the hero to this country, and you keep up the fight, too. God bless you.
I will. I love you, Mike. Have a great Christmas. We'll talk again before that, but God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency operative, lawyer, you name it, is in the courthouse with the pipe bomber, I'm going to just say it, Patsy. And the problem is to go over the evidence of why I know that would take 5 hours. I know most of you are read in on it, too. You're like, this is ridiculous. But it came out from gate analysis using NSA technology, who they thought it was, this Capitol Police person. Turned out Kyle Serafin, and this has now been released. People said it wasn't true. They couldn't believe it. By God's weird fate, the Lord works mysterious ways, was assigned watching the houses of these people, the neighbor, another Capitol Police cop, right after J6. And then now when all this heat comes out the last few weeks, they then have a autistic black guy whose family owns a Bell's Bonds company, and they say he barely can even talk. He was also driving DoorDash in the area. They're using that as the geolocation of his phone. And now he's confessed and says he did it for Trump because the election was stolen. Perfect. So even the old FBI didn't go with this because they knew it wouldn't fly 5 years ago. But now, don't worry, we've got the new information. And finally, we got some Trump person on J6 planning something bad. We finally got it. We're propping up the official J6 story. And I came in here yesterday morning, and Thomas, one of our great researchers, walked up and he said, it'll be an autistic or retarded person. And I said, you bet it will. And I said on air sometime yesterday, if somebody can find it, I said, I bet it'll be a mentally retarded or autistic person. Who blew up the Reichstag, the Nazis said? A retarded guy named Marinus Vanderloop. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't make this stuff up. And, of course, they're fake pipe bombs, and they're, according to FBI agents I've talked to, at their facility, that's the pipe bombs they train with. And the police pull up, and out of all these parks and gardens, go right to the two spots the bombs are, and then just sit there and touch him like they're not scared and let school kids walk right by and don't block the roads. Let me tell you, when the cops think they got a real bomb, you know what they do, right? The bomb squad comes in, everybody stays back, depending on how big the bomb is, very far away, and they send in a freaking robot. We've already shown all this. This is ridiculous. Just as ridiculous as saying, we're going to release footage of Epstein killing himself. Well, it's around the hallway. You can't really see a cell, but here it is. And there's a bunch of missing video. Whoever is advising Bongino and Patel, and I'm not giving them a pass on this. I'm saying, I got 50-something people working for me, and if they weren't all behind me doing a great job, I'd be screwed. Trump's got 4 million under him. Bongino and them, tens of thousands. I understand they got a busy schedule. They're told this crap. But whoever is giving them these stories, oh, there are Epstein files, we're going to release them. No, now they don't exist. We're not going to release them. And that event, putting out old Epstein files, 8 months ago, Like, Sarah Smart, high level, you know, top FBI whistleblower, been batting 1,000. He said, no, it's the crisis management team who are still Democrats. They're giving them these stories and telling them it's true, and they're just going with it. And I'm not giving cover to Patel and Bongino and them. This is destroying you. I mean, if you were actually a criminal and a Lex Luthor and were smart, you would just shut your mouth. But you don't. You do the most absolute amateur crap you could imagine. I am poleaxed at this point. I am godsmacked. I mean, yeah, we called it, oh, it'll be an autistic or retarded person. And they can't help themselves. Of course, I didn't even think of this. I dropped the ball. I'm going to say it. I'm not always right. He's a Trump supporter that did it for Trump. And now it gets worse. Grok and other AI has looked at the gait of this guy and photos of him and says it's not the same person. No kidding. Pull up. Let me show you. Let me show you this black guy. So you got this person that to me looks like a woman. The mannerisms, all of it. You know, they're covered up, but I remember seeing the gait and the walk of the people that robbed the Louvre, and I said, those are North Africans. And they were Algerians. 10-second video of them, I said, North Africans. I said, probably Algerians, because that used to be a colony of France. That's usually the main problem. Keep two data points. Who's the main North African group in France? Algerians. What do those guys look like? Their shoulders, their heads, their little skinny legs, all of it. It's like people look at me. Like, I've been in Germany. People walk up and start speaking German because I'm, you know, I'm half German. I look German, you know. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know. Yeah, North Africans. And I called it. North Africans robbed the Louvre. Well, this, to me, looks like a woman. But you have the witnesses. You have the information. You have call servants staking out the house of the cop next door to her, told to go stake it out after J6. And now, we said yesterday, I bet it's an autistic or mentally retarded person. And now that's who they tell us. And we've got Grok right here looking at this and looking at photos and videos of this guy. Grok, the black man with glasses in this graduation photo, left plausibly the hooded suspect right due to massively different arm and leg ratios. Exact query. What does Grok say? The man with glasses on the left has normal, even slightly short-armed proportions, fingertips, and mid-thigh. The hooded suspect on the right has exceptionally long arms, fingertips, nearly to knee, even when relaxed. These are not subtle differences. They are extreme and obvious once you look at them. The difference is relative arm length is so large that it is essentially impossible for those to be the same person unless the hooded individual is deliberately extending his arms downward or wearing arm extensions, which is not the case. And have you looked at the suspect that's been pinpointed? She's weird looking and got big ass arms, long arms. Are these two hooded images the same person? And then it goes through it. This is bad, folks. This is really bad. Ivan Ranklin is there at the arraignment of D.C. pipe bomber suspect Brian Cole Jr. They also put out disinfo that he sued the DHS. That was other fake news. But now we're told that he's a Trump supporter, mad about election fraud. Oh, backing up the whole J6 narrative. Ivan Ranklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, formerly lawyer, great guy, ear to the ground. They're at the courthouse right now. What in hell is going on, Ivan Ranklin? This looks really bad.
This makes absolutely no sense, Alex. I mean, it's a sprinkling of Jussie Smollett, with a sprinkling of anarchy. I mean, we don't trust our institutions at this point, and I don't think they convinced us that this individual is the actual pipe bomber based on the press conference that they had yesterday down the street over at the DOJ, nor what they presented us with lacking. There was no evidence that they provided us. And so at this point, I would say that the analysis that was done by the Blaze is more convincing and compelling than what we were just shown yesterday, not only in the pleading, but also in the press conference. So I'm not sure that this is our guy, particularly with what you just mentioned. The gate analysis on this individual doesn't match up with the autistic individual that they claim it is.
Well, what about the FBI is not even looking at this for 4 years and now for, 10, 11 months. But as soon as this Blaze thing breaks, suddenly they got him. And then it looks nothing like, the person. You look at the body, looks nothing like him.
Yeah, so my sources told me that, I guess, Cash called the Blaze, Glenn Beck, and essentially was nudging him to remove, fire, whatever, Steve Baker. That's what I heard. And then next thing you know, a few weeks later, we hear this. I don't know. At the end of the day, maybe we just have to ask Jake Tapper who the actual pipe bomber is, because he's so accurate in the complexion. And his complexion is very similar to...
White guy is the new suspect, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess the complexion is very similar to Michael Byrd, who murdered Ashley Babbitt, and so, the U.S. Capitol Police officer, and very similar complexion to Lila Morris, the Metropolitan Police Department officer that went ahead and beat to death Roseanne Boylan. I mean, I guess there's a trend. Maybe we should ask Jake Tapper if he knows anything more about that.
What do you make of out of the gates? They say he's confessed and he did it because the election was stolen. And this looks like central casting to me, the running man. There's Ben Richards, the brutal slayer of 50 men, women, and children.
Autistic man confesses. I don't know. A lot of times people confess based on the pressure that the entirety of the government puts on them to make a confession. I mean, the little evidence that we did see, he purchased some equipment from Home Depot, from Walmart, I think a couple other places. But when you look at the timeline of it, just look at the timeline analysis. When were these first purchases made? And this was, I think, March of 2020. And this is well before right about the time that the lockdowns happened.
Yeah, way before the election, and they got geolocating. It was also DoorDash. But let's just be clear. I saw them in the Owen Schroyer criminal case make filings saying he's a liar, he's never worked at InfoWars, and he went in the Capitol. And it's filings. He was here for like 6-7 years before that, an anchor, and was there with me saying don't go in the building. So I don't even believe those filings. I don't believe anything they say. Remember Richard Jewell? Totally innocent, right? Setting him up for the Olympic Park bombing at the Olympics.
I mean, this institution, the FBI, just down the street, the DOJ, they've proven themselves to be complete liars consistently. And it doesn't matter if you have Cash up there. I mean, we have to scrutinize the individuals that presented the evidence to Cash and Dan. That's where we need to start. Like, what are their motivations? They could literally go through hundreds of thousands of transactions and then piece together through manipulated reverse engineering to make it plausible that this individual was behind it, right? And then from there, they can file the case. He can plead whatever he pleads. They take it to trial. And at the end of the trial, he's not guilty. And then what happens? People move on to the next thing and nothing is solved.
Well, that's right. Exactly. This guy's just a placeholder just to distract
Patsy,
people.
Basically.
So, but let's be clear. You just dropped the bombshell and it's in the indictment. They're using metadata. They're using geolocation data that in March he's at a Home Depot and he's here. This is way before the election. They're saying he went and made bombs because they stole the election. So he's a time traveler? He's making bombs,
right?
6 months before, 7 months before the election?
He's doing it before the states implemented the illegal COVID measures on the election. So he must be a really good oracle to know in advance that there's going to be 39 states running their elections illegally. They're going to shut things down. They're going to go ahead and rig the primaries for the Biden criminal syndicate, right? And then from there, they're going to go ahead and rig the general election. No, I mean, this is just complete nonsense. It doesn't pass the sniff test. And when you start to, just looking at the headlines, it doesn't pass the sniff test. And then when you look into more detail, it gets even worse.
Yeah, but you just documented it, because I'm reading it right here. They have geolocation data of him in March and in April going to Home Depot and places. Oh, my goodness. That I went to Home Depot last week. I mean,
I go to Home Depot several times a week.
So
it's pretty close to where I live, and I can, you know, I can go to the Home Depot where this is literally in my backyard, Alex. I was earlier today at the alleged home down in Woodbridge, and that's not, there's a Home Depot down there. There's
yeah,
a
I should have mentioned you went to his
Kingstown,
house,
Alexandria,
and his family says this is complete horse crap.
Yeah, so
they say he's completely unpolitical.
It's just embarrassing.
That he lives with his parents. Absolute BS.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get to the truth of what's going on with this particular case.
So they literally just looked
because...
at a bunch of cell phone data and said, okay, we got an autistic black guy lives with his parents. Let's just pick him and blame him.
Yes. I mean, that's basically what's going on. I was actually in Las Vegas yesterday with Mindy Robinson and Ben Miller. And when the news story broke in the morning, I started reading it out loud as we're going to an event. And I read it out loud, and Mindy Robinson said, oh, it's probably going to be an autistic guy. And lo and behold, it's an autistic guy because it's an easy patsy to go after, right?
That's what my crew said. I said it yesterday. Wasn't my idea. It was actually Thomas's. So let me ask you this. So if they're saying the evidence is from 6-7 months before the election that he's now mad, when it wasn't even controversy until November leading through, then this guy is the real time traveler from Back to the Future. Like he has the DeLorean. So the real
88.8 miles an hour at some point in time in order to be able to do this.
Okay. So what's going on at the FBI that they would cook up something this ridiculous?
The only thing, if you assume, and at this point, I don't agree with this assumption, but let's assume that Cash and Dan are good faith actors, okay? Let's just make that assumption. Then we have to take a nice picture. We have to take a look at the actual agents that put forth this evidence together and then step that through. But when you ask these questions during the press conference, Cash is the first one to say, oh, that's a great question. You're a great investigative journalist. There's a lot of interest in this particular case, but we're not going to be able to tell you. Trust me, bro. We're going to get to it at some point in time.
Remember
what
he said on
Joe
Rogan?
What are you talking about?
Trust me, I'm a good guy. And he said it on Fox Home. He goes, listen, there is nobody helping crooks. Listen, I was told by the agents, I was briefed. You believe an agency that has a longer nose than Pinocchio?
Yeah. You can't believe the agents. I don't believe anybody until you show me the evidence. Show me the math, right? Here's the answer. Believe me that It's ridiculous.
But let's go back to this. He's at a Home Depot in March. He's the bomber when the election hadn't even happened. That is insane.
Right when the lockdowns happened, he must have just forecasted purchasing devices and then thinking through it. His autistic abilities were just so immaculate to forecast the future. Oh, I'll say one thing. Enough of the kind of like horsing around, if you will. When I did my analysis of this and I thought through who in the entire political ecosystem here in D.C. was actually forecasting very early and wargaming January 6th, according to Jamie Raskin's own book, he said that in the spring of 2020 into the summer, Nancy Pelosi asked him to be the lead individual for the Democrats to wargame all permutations of January 6th, everything. So if you're going to go the route of being a good forecaster or who was probably involved in this, I would say you got to take a look at Jamie Raskin and whether or not this individual had communicated with Jamie Raskin. Maybe they're through a nonprofit like they normally do. I did read his book. I had to because I'm looking at this in depth. He talked about using some sort of a nonprofit and a fundraising mechanism to prepare for the 2020 election, as well as preparing for all courses of action to block the Republicans from winning the election on January 6th during the Electoral College vote in the joint session. So I'd like to see if there's any communications between this individual and Jamie Raskin, and that might get us somewhere.
Well, it looks like the Blaze is retracting their story, which they've got to do legally if they know there's lawsuits coming. And again, people say, oh, just prove it in court. No, they'll put it in a kangaroo court. The judge will find you guilty.
Yeah, so as far as retraction, I said this from the get-go when that article from The Blaze was published. It wasn't a definitive allegation. It was just a recitation of an analysis based on a particular unique analytic tool known as gate analysis. So I don't think that they were under legal risk, but they're just being extra cautious. And again, I'm going to say this. So far, what I've seen based on what the FBI has provided us publicly, the more accurate or more plausible hypothesis is the one that Steve Baker presented.
Well, sure. I mean, let's be clear. 3 weeks after this breaks, they suddenly have the pipe bomber, and it's an autistic black dude. And you said March. I'm now reading the indictment. They're claiming he was planning the bombings in 2019 for the stolen election.
Yes.
So this guy is literally Nostradamus.
Apparently. I mean, this guy needs to be hired by, I don't know, our intelligence community to forecast everything. I mean, this is a superb analyst. I mean, just God level, you know, God level chess, like you say. I mean, I don't know, Alex, what to tell you. The other thing I want to tell you, I'm outside of this courtroom. So earlier I was at the home. Yesterday I was told that it was all blocked off for a couple blocks, that entire community. Today it was pretty quiet. There's no one. There's one vehicle outside of the residence. And so I found out from a source that they were going to have a hearing at 1:30. It wasn't anywhere on the calendar. I mean, I didn't know about it until I found out about, it was apparently about 1 o'clock, 1:10. So I went up here to the courthouse in DC. And when I got here closer to 2 o'clock, they actually had already had the hearing or the arraignment. Now it's interesting that there was no, they didn't plead guilty, not guilty. I'm being told by some of the media that was just here as I pulled up. It's kind of a weird hearing. Usually when your initial hearing is, you're going to, especially, you know, it's a Friday.
Yeah, I should have gone there. You're like the only guilty, real media covering it. What happened to this hearing? Because corporate media says he pled guilty. But so we're going to bring him in. But just what are you hearing went on this weird hearing?
That's basically all I heard. I missed the hearing, so I don't know actually what happened. All I heard was a couple of cameramen that were told by their fake news media reporters of what occurred in the arraignment. It was just an initial hearing, which would mean maybe there's a scheduling. There's a they're going to wait until Monday.
But we're already told if he's arrested pled guilty. Or not. We're already told he pled guilty. Who knows if that's even true?
Well, if that's the case, I mean, if the wire is saying it, maybe some of the major platforms, that's probably an accurate statement. I just haven't seen it because I went into the courtroom, missed it. So I haven't been looking at the wire. Something as simple as that, guilty or not guilty, then I would actually tend to agree with that being actual and factual.
Well, the family.
But you're saying confess.
The family says.
I don't think he pled guilty. He actually confessed during the interactions with the FBI. Yeah. That's different than what's going on in the court.
Yeah, sorry, I got that wrong. Yeah, he didn't plead guilty. He confessed. That's what I meant. Oh my God, my head is spinning right now. Ivan Regal stay there with a big picture about Hegseth and the latest. He's been totally exonerated. The whole thing was fake. This is treason. I'll explain how. On the other side, we have a lawyer on from the Defense Department with us. The 12 Days of Christmas sale is here at thealexshowstore.com. For the next 12 days, we will be running a series of limited time sales. All supplements while supplies last are buy one, get one free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. This isn't buy one supplement, the same supplement, like Ultramethylene Blue, get another one free. This is you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is an insanely good deal. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Sunday, December 7th. Visit thealexshowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Every purchase gets 50x entries to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. Oh my God, I drove one of those. Just amazing. So smooth. This is not your granddaddy's Jeep. Every purchase gets 50x entries this week. Every time you buy something, you're putting 50 times in the sweepstakes to win our Jeep Rubicon 392, 10K cash on top of it, and brand new Ford Raptor, 10K cash for that. This only happens every few months in a crossover where we're about to end one sweepstakes and a new one's beginning. So there's this 1 week period every 2 months where when you enter to win, you can potentially win both vehicles, and it obviously increases your chance of winning one. The bigger issue is, it funds this operation, and we can't do it without you. And we have changed the world together, and InfoWars is more influential than ever thanks to you being in the InfoWar. Everything I sell is the very best supplement we can get, the very best highly rated. I take it all. It has changed my life taking the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but boy, they have sexy effects. The Ultramethylene Blue. And again, consult your physician before you take Methylene Blue. Ours is medical grade, the strongest out there. Talk to your physician first before you take it. This isn't a game. But bovine colostrum, should probably rerun that ad. It was just me at dinner for my dad's birthday in November, right after he had open heart surgery. Thank God it went well. And they had just gotten my bovine colostrum before we even rolled it out a few months before. And my mother's like, our hair, our nails, our skin, this is insane. Well, bovine colostrum works really great. This is the best. We got the private label, the best that's out there. That's just an example of what is available at thealexjonesstore.com. So you can buy any supplement, buy one, get any other supplement you want free, and you've got just 5 days to do it until the 7th of December, 2025, and it's a total win-win. But you're going to get the bovine colostrum and have a great effect. You're going to get the methylene blue and have an incredible effect. You're going to get the Irish sea moss and have a great effect. Now, things like the Irish sea moss and Shilajit take a week or so to build up to feel the effects. Same with bovine colostrum. Not the case with methylene blue. Not the case with our turmeric. That is the strongest. 95% curcuminoid. The average turmeric product is 4%. Still works great for inflammation and, you know, helps your overall immune system and health. So these are all game-changing, amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, limited edition sweaters. Don't fight the crowds. Get great deals and support the InfoWar. Just decide to do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com and let's continue to change the world together.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with the precious methylene blue. But up on Mount Microchip lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took methylene blue, red, ultimate life force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout, "The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop." To be continued.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Who would have known a 1980s classic, Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox, has been brought back, remade to the new screen. They just brought back The Running Man. Talk about fake news. By the way, I watched an excellent film. Wow, they have remade it with Brian Cole, Back to the Future. Turns out a year before the election, he was building pipe bombs because the election was stolen in their indictment. This is incredible. Here's the trailer for the new movie.
Steven Spielberg presents Back to the Future, a Robert Zemeckis film. Marty leads an ordinary life.
No McFly ever amounted to anything in the history of Hill Valley.
Well, history is going to change.
And 1985 is not his year. But Dr. Brown is about to change all that.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
He's sending Marty 30 years back in time.
It works! It's a flying saucer from outer space!
Now, he's trapped in the past.
This has got to be a dream.
About to meet...
Chocolate.
...his future father.
He's a peeping tough.
Wow!
And he's making an impression on his mother.
It's an absolute dream. And he can sleep in my room.
Anything you do could have serious repercussions on future events.
Now, he's got to make his mother and father fall in love.
For crying out loud, I haven't even been born yet.
And only Dr. Brown... can help him get back to the future.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Precisely.
Michael J. Fox.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Christopher Lloyd.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Back to the Future.
You know, we're not making jokes about this. It's so insane. Brian Cole, the key here, went into the future. Ivan Regler reading the indictment said, oh, March he's building pipe bombs because the election's stolen before it happens. No, he's even building bombs before that. There's footage of him doing it. So you're getting serious here, Ivan. Put bookends on this. And I want to talk about Hegseth. You are a former top Green Beret, most elite Army units there are, and I can't talk about that, but then Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, you know, worked with General Flynn, highly recommended, known you for many years, did a great job since you activated here on the home front. I want to finish up with this. I want to get into Hegseth because from my understanding of military law and U.S. law, well, we'll get to that in a moment, but when you leak classified info that are lies to undermine the Secretary of Defense, the President and his orders, and it undermines national security for a coup to discredit the Commander-in-Chief, it's classical treason. And now the Admiral testified, no, Hegseth, just like he said, they said, sir, we're launching the attack. Good, green lit. Didn't sit there and watch it, had a lot of things to do. Didn't say kill them all. That's the standard when something doesn't sink or is destroyed, you keep hitting it. And it's just a complete fraud. So who leaked it, the fake info, with the intent to undermine the duly elected president of the Department of Defense to destroy national readiness and security? You know they'll do it any other conflict we're in. This is a maximum red level event, but in my view, and they need to grab all the people. It's not regular due process in the military. National security letter, grab all the phones, find out who did it, and then indict their ass for espionage for the deep state. I mean, that to me is a no-brainer. But let's get to that in a moment. Finishing up with the pipe bombing situation, where you see this going?
Yeah, if I may, just real quick, as the previous thought that you just talked about, it's the same playbook as Adam Schiff. Remember Adam Schiff said that he would go into the skiff and say, oh, I saw information that there was Russian.
No, hold
Russian,
on. I know. I shouldn't
Russian
have done that. I
right?
shouldn't have done that. You're going to have the floor for as long as you need here. I know you're out there freezing in front of the where they had the hearing. I just pre-prefaced it to
yeah,
see
if I'm going to throw the hat on
them, you're going to have this floor on that. Wait on that. Finish up with the pipe bomber, Patsy. I think it's clear and how ridiculous this is, the timing of it, all of this. Finish up with that. Then we'll get into Hegseth. And it's bigger than Hegseth. If they'd have been dumb and got rid of Hegseth, then they're going to say Trump did war crimes, all based on lies. Sure, this fizzled and blew up their face, but they're not going to stop. We'll get to that in a moment. That's the most important point. You're a true expert on
okay.
this. Finish up with the pipe bomber.
Yeah, big picture. You like to talk about big picture. Just to contextualize, I mean, the courthouse is right here. The Capitol is literally a block away. And then the DOJ and the FBI is about two blocks in the other direction. I mean, these are all neighbors right here. So they're just walking to each other. The incestuous generational rot of our institutions are just permeating from this epicenter of just rot right here. And so it's very easy for the judges to work and collude with the FBI agents. You got to remember that Pete Strzok, for example, was best buddies and barbecuing with Judge Rudy Contreras, and that had to recuse himself. In this case, I mean, if there's just the pipe bomb, for example, over at the DNC and the RNC, all these people probably know each other, but they're covering for each other. The January 6th event was the kind of nail in the coffin of the escalatory cover-up upon escalatory cover-up that started with the 2014 Biden criminal syndicate bribery scheme with Ukraine, and then the 2016 illegal Russia spying campaign. And then you start to look at all these individuals, and the reason why I created that deep state target list is to connect all the dots of all these different people. Now we need to go and figure out whether or not this individual, Brian Cole, and his broader network has any relationship to the Jamie Raskins, to the Adam Schiffs, to the Congressional Black Caucus, to the Nancy Pelosi's of the world. And once you showcase that, then if there are connectivities between those individuals, then I would say that potentially this Brian Jerome Cole was maybe the driver for the pipe bomber. Because when they say that the vehicle was a half a mile away from the DNC and the RNC pipe bomb locations, a half a mile away, I'm like a mile away. So a half a mile away is a large swath of territory here in the downtown District of Columbia. It doesn't necessarily mean that the individual that they accuse of being the pipe bomber is the actual guy.
And let's talk about what that means, geolocation. That means anybody. You live in a big city anywhere, a crime gets committed at any time, and you're a half mile away from it, and you're now guilty.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, sorry, there's a lot of noise back here. Hopefully.
No, you sound good.
Okay, so a half a mile away that's several blocks. So, for example, a couple of miles up the road here where the two National Guardsmen were gunned down by the CIA-trained Afghani, if I'm standing here and three blocks away, I might hear a little putter thinking it's just an exhaust pipe going bad. Meanwhile, there's somebody being gunned down. What, I'm now going to be the target of the FBI accusing me, and now I have to go through a trial in order to defend myself? I mean, it just, the evidence that they provided us is complete garbage. It's complete garbage. So, I mean, Cash, Dan, this is just laughable. You can't be trust me, bro, anymore. We don't trust you. Provide the evidence.
All right, shifting gears. I threw it out when we put this on X later. We're live now. I want to cut my intro in so I don't repeat it. But you're the former Defense Intelligence Agency, lawyer, Green Beret, all that. Am I right to say this is a big deal? They continue not just leaks of classified info, but within classification, lying, saying Hegg says on the call, saying kill them all. Just turns out he told the total truth. No, they just called. I greenlit it. I'm busy. The Admiral testified to the Senate. They now admit, okay, everything Hegg says, said is true, but we're still concerned about the video. It's really scary watching these guys get killed. What do you think the U.S. military does? It kills people and breaks things. And so they're trying to build this war criminal thing. But for me, it is the espionage, the coup against the commander-in-chief, against the military to undermine their command in front of the troops, saying don't follow illegal orders. Then they run a hoax that illegal orders are given. It's all a lie. We need to find out who the Washington Post source was that didn't just release classified info, but under that envelope released false information. Is this not informational terrorism? Is this not sedition? Is this not mutiny? Is this not destabilization? Is this not treason? Am I right?
It's all of the above. The fastest way to determine that this is an op by the deep state is when all the mainstream disinformation purveyors in unison and cadence, literally like at the very same time, put out the same narrative.
Artillery opens up before
the Mockingbird media just goes on overdrive, and all you see out there is caw-caw, caw-caw.
So here it is. Admiral says there was no kill them. Everything Hegg says said was true. He Greenlit the attack, was not there during the hour when the judge advocates gave the green light to re-hit
it. Then they're like, oh, wait, no. Then they tell the truth, right? When they're put under oath and then they have to testify to something, then they tell the truth. But by then, the entire Lemming normie right and left believe the narrative that was put out by the entire disinformation complex.
So is it not treason? Hey, if you leak something that's criminal, you're protected under the law. That's great. You leak fake information that you, under the auspice of your security clearance, what is the charge there? I mean, they need to find this person or people. They need to be, we need to send a message because we can't have any war, any conflict, any operation. They're going to be sabotaging it with fake information the whole time, right?
Well, here's the defense with Adam Schiff used. He said, I didn't leak. If he would have been truthful and said that there is no Russian collusion, then that would have been leaking classified information. But because he lied and said that there was Russian collusion, and so, similar to this case, if you're lying about it, then you're not leaking accurate. It's not classified information because you're telling the opposite of what reality is. Right. And so,
sure, when so you're do the, it with you're the former DOD opinion, lawyer. What is that then?
I mean, that's immoral. That's unethical. I'd have to look at the exact facts. I mean, I don't know the situation particularly, but
well, what is it? If you as a Green Beret commanding an operation sent
I would
fake
say you're
intel,
undermining
hold on, sent, let's
the
say
chain of command.
You lased a fake target and called it an airstrike on innocent people. It's equivalent. What is giving fake intelligence knowingly? I mean, that's informational terrorism. It's sabotage. It's what is
totally,
that?
It would be sabotage. It would be absolutely sabotage, similar to the 51 spies who lied that said the Biden criminal syndicate laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian info op. And it's just the same thing. And the reason why they continue to do this with a lot of fingerprints going back to the CIA is because no one's been held to account. John Brennan is still probably coordinating all these ops because he's out there freely treasoning. Alex, I mean, this administration has done nothing. Like, name one arrest. I guess apparently they may have arrested the alleged pipe bomber. It's not even clear if he was arrested. He might still be at the house, just chillaxing,
and he,
waiting
and
for...
And he implicates Trump. How perfect. So this is what I'm saying is, this is what needs to be looked at. Instead of, another leak, what are they going to do if we go into Venezuela? They're gonna leak real positions. They're also going to leak fake info, fake war crimes. This is literal mutiny.
It's the whole suckers and losers play on steroids, just like they did in the Atlantic article. And Bolton probably has his fingerprints all over that. Speaking of Bolton, he's still not arrested. He's out there, freely treasoning at his home in Maryland, neighbors with Jamie Raskin, neighbors with the former Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger, who was part of the cover-up crew for the January 6th Fed insurrection. I mean, This is all incestuous generational corruption and rot that continues to fester and marinate further to rot out the entire country to where, I mean, at this point, that's why we're having the civil war in the MAGA right, if you will, is because we're pissed at the inaction. We're furious that there's no action against these traitors.
Yeah, and it's healthy that we're not like the Democrats and just cult follow this stuff. But at the same time, we need to also stay focused on the Democrats. So just to remind people, Bolton was released by Tulsi Gabbard 3 months ago, had the reports that the Democrats and Obama ran Crossfire Hurricane and all of it, and it was fake, and knew it was fake, and then held the intelligence briefing from Trump. And just as Harry Reid had called for 8 years ago when Trump was first getting in, or first 9 years ago, giving Trump fake intelligence briefings. So you withhold intelligence, which is massive treason and fraud, then you give fake intelligence. So there's Bolton, so arrogant, we now learn, withholding that, clearly dovetailing with the leftist. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, it's sedition. It's sabotage. It's Section 1001 violations, lying to a federal officer, even though you are one. I mean, there's many ways from, like Chuck Schumer said, six ways from Sunday that you can criminalize John Bolton. There's six ways from Sunday to criminalize James Comey, John Brennan, and the rest of the government gangster list, if you want just a few dozen folks. But if you want the broader, essentially, to conduct mass arrests, which I've been calling on mass arrests at this point. And we're almost at the point where arrests was so September 10th ago, because that would have been relevant in order to protect Charlie Kirk. But they just continue to slaughter us. So, like, what do we do? We can't even do arrests, let alone anything else. I mean, Alex, what do you recommend?
Well, it's very paradoxical, because in the info war they're losing, globalists everywhere are in deep trouble, but they still control the institution. So if they see how much heat Trump's under because he can't deliver resistance, even though he wants it and needs it, they need to understand that it's going to be 10 times worse on them. I mean, long term, they need to know they've lost. And there's got to be some way for them to extricate themselves, but because they don't have that much depth, you study these globalists, most of them are very compartmentalized. All they have is arrogance. They're a bunch of Harvard lawyers. And they've not been, like, multi-studying different disciplines. I don't know. It's a recipe for disaster, Ivan. I mean, they're really conjuring some bad stuff, is all I can tell them.
So, I mean, what do you think they're going to be doing since they don't celebrate Christmas? They barely celebrate the new year. What are they going to do? They're going to be planning the next escalatory coup, right? And like I said before, the last time I was on the show was come January 17th, our good CIA lackey and protege of John Brennan, Abby Spamberger, becomes the governor in Virginia, where I live. And then you have the AG that's going to do what? Total scorched earth, right? They're going to do more Jussie Smollett's. They're going to do more escalatory lawfare.
That's the Soros AG that said, I'm going to kill members of the Republican legislature by name and their children.
Yeah. And you think he's just going to stop there?
Who's going to prosecute him? Letitia James was bad, saying, I don't know what Trump's done wrong, but elect me, I'll put him in prison. This guy says, I'm going to murder Republicans and their families.
Yeah, which Republicans? His top target is what? Probably the president. So this DOJ should be, I mean, this guy shouldn't even be the AG based on the threats that we've already done. This guy should be rolled up as it is. The current attorney general, Jason Meares, should already have worked with the Commonwealth attorney where this incoming AG lives to go ahead and arrest him for being a threat. And then maybe if there's a federal nexus, if he actually threatened Republicans or federal officers, then he should be rolled up by the Department of Justice. But no, like, nothing's happening. And it's disgusting.
Well, what's happening is they still control most of the institutions. They don't control the people. And they think they can do this. But if you study history, the fact that we haven't been in power for so long and we're just now getting some, like, we've been paralyzed, we're getting some feeling into the body, they shouldn't take that weakness as strength. They're the bad guys and people know it. So I extrapolate out second, third, fourth order consequence. They're just digging a hole deeper for themselves. It's going to be.
Yeah, if I may, I mean, we kind of blackpilled a little bit for the last few minutes, but there's a solution. My recommendation for this administration to pivot and actually course correct is to conduct, there should be daily press and updates on even smaller victories, because then that shows us there's actually an attempt to succeed by certain elements of the administration. If you can't do it daily, then just do it weekly and say you're going to do it weekly and maintain that cadence, just small victories. And then we see you're trying, you're attempting. And when we see you're trying, the internet and us and we the people are going to see that and then also try to help you with that and then counter the BS narrative coming at you from all different directions from within the institution. Because most of these institutions in this town, 99% of them, are totally against those that are appointed at the top levels.
And they're totally siloed. The only way you can fight them is totally delusional. So let me ask you this. Looking at the attempt to undermine the president and his command of the military with all these lies, the vicious six, what is that telegraph by the deep state as the CIA gooder elements, I'll say they're perving, told Jesse Waters 2 weeks ago, which we already knew, you and I, they're getting ready for a big event to embarrass Trump. That means false flag. But when the State Department said Russia's getting ready to do a false flag before they went into Ukraine, they went, are you Alex Jones? And of course, Russia did do some provocations. That's just part of war. The point is that the CIA is now telling Fox, so there's a war inside finally, that no, they're getting ready to stage something to embarrass Trump. When he calls up the military, they want it undermined for a full coup. All of this is prepping for something big. So you talk about positive white-pilling. The fact that I finally turned on Fox News, it sounds like you and I talking, that's got to scare the deep state that now this is going on. I know the White House is listening. So what are they prepping for, and what do you think the false flag will be?
Number one is that the reason why Fox News is talking almost similar to us is because we forced them into it, because most people are starting to come to our side and view our content, right? Because they see we've been right for the last 10, 11 years. So in order for them to survive, they have to start telling the truth. Number two, like I said before, the more of us that get involved and engage in supporting President Trump, Secretary of War Hegseth, and the other key leaders in this administration we need to go to war against the deep state. Whatever happened to obliterate the deep state, Mr. President? You need to have a regular cadence saying what you're doing and the path forward to obliterate the deep state, because that's the primary reason why I voted, many millions voted on the domestic front. Right now, it still seems as though the foreign policy considerations are far outweighing to the tune of 100% focus of this White House, as opposed to going after those that are inside the system. I mean, we need to have mass layoffs, if you will, by pulling people's clearances, investigating them. And then not only pulling clearances and firing them, pulling their security details like was done to Fauci and Milley and others, like that needs to continue. That only happened the first week or two, and then it stopped. Why can't we just continue to do that?
And bring Elon back. Exactly. We've got to get back to the first few months.
Bring Elon back. Bring Tina Peters out of jail so she can work with Kurt Olson to expose the 2020 election fraud.
So let me raise this, though. And I don't say stuff to the enemy that isn't true. Like, I don't say you're beaten like Tokyo Rose. We're about to drop Fat Man Little Boy on you. Okay. We are winning, and there's no way you get out of this. I know a lot of the globals have given up. Some haven't. I don't know why they're not giving up. I guess they're blackmailed. But what would your message be to the deep state, low-level, mid-level minions right now? I mean, because I'm pretty smart. I'm going to say down this road, we're going to total war with your ass. Like, we're totally committed. We ain't giving up. And I'm just begging you guys to be smart for everybody's own interest and just stop this, because I don't need to smash your ass to prove I'm the big dog. America is awake. You're in a different world now. We were asleep before. You thought being mean to us, we were intimidated. No, we were asleep. And now we ain't asleep. And people are figuring, I mean, I'm just warning them. Do you agree with me, or what do you want to say to the deep state?
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, the mindset of us, our listeners, and we're growing by the day, is that we already know, we're so awake that we know that this government is not in a position to go after you, but we're going to fill that void. Meaning, you can do what you want with this administration and try to stifle it, slow it down. It doesn't matter. There's more of us, men like Alex and myself, and I went on several podcasts yesterday, and the numbers are growing. We're going to step into the breach to crush them, okay? And it'd be nice for this administration to kind of factor that into their analysis of working with us instead of trying to do it by themselves and taking the glory for it. They're not going to be able to do it by themselves. They have to work with we the people to then obliterate the deep state, and that provides the cover for them to be able to continue the policies that this administration campaigned on and be successful that results in a very strong and resilient constitutional republic.
Well, that's right. And I mean, and let's be clear, when you say a cadence, whether you're in Africa or whether you're in ancient Europe or Rome or China or Japan, there's a war drum and we need to bum, 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 and it needs to build up.
Right.
People need to get charged yes. up. Trump is ready to do it.
It's like the snowball effect. We need to get that going. We need to see that our leader understands that we are in a, I call it, it's a trifecta. We're in the middle of the 1770s meets the 1860s meets the 1960s in the digital ecosystem. And we need to go ahead and go on full offense. There's no more defending. There's no more, oh, if I do something, they're going to call me names. They're going to call me dictator. You know what? I can give a flying you know what, whatever they call me. If they call me names, then we need to escalate more about going after them. For example, oh, is it going to be too politically risky to extract Tina Peters as the prisoner of war? Well, guess what? Day one, you take her out of prison and then get employ her to work with the election fraud czar.
We want offense.
Right. And then the next day, you go after Brennan. And the following day, you go after Comey. So that by then, what are they going to report on? They're going to report on Pete Hegseth? No. They're going to report on that we are ripping them off the streets, all the traitors. That's all they're going to be reporting about and crying about it as we applaud and support this president for doing that. And then we keep going after Adam Schiff, after Jamie Raskin, after Eric Swalwell, after all the traitors. Just continue to escalate until we go after Pelosi
and let's
company.
Be clear, all you've gotten is attacks and lawsuits, and all I have. People say, oh, you sold out to what? To war? To freedom? I sold out to persecution? Because that's what you're supposed to be when you're in the right. Yeah, I sold out to absolute war. And people need to understand, we lose everything if we don't take action now. Ivan Raiklin, God bless you.
Crush the enemy. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm on Ivan Raiklin on X.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.